Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light of
This ain't no video game. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, February the 22nd. Wednesday, February the 22nd of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are dropping a couple of nuggets today talking about how to get out of the box, how to get out, man, like for real, how to get out. Well, I have this program that we've rolled out. Started at the beginning of February, and is having such remarkable results that I'm going to do a quarterly extension, if you will. Since I didn't reach my original goal of 25, I'm adding people in as the year goes along. So if anybody's listening to today's show, I'm going to tell you how to get out the box today. But it's not going to do you any good unless you create a winning and loving and gamma wave environment, meaning you create an environment where the frequency in that environment forces your frequency to rise or to raise or to elevate. And iron sharpens iron. One standing alone is easily defeated. That's why you're having problems. Let me say that again. Standing alone is easily defeated. That's why you're having problems. Let me say that again. One standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back, not face to face. That's why you're having problems. You and your mate are not on the same team. How can two walk together unless they agree? I'm not talking about something I read out of a book. Two standing back to back can conquer. Only if the two are standing back to back can they conquer. But three, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. That's how you get out of the box. But let's go back to the offer. From now until March the 1st, anybody that's already a part of the Clarinomics program that recommends and brings someone else into the program, I will pay you $1,000. Even if you're not a part of the Clarinomics program, if you refer somebody and they join, I will pay you $1,000. Now, again, if they pay in full, I pay the $1,000 in full. If they pay monthly payments, I pay the $1,000 monthly. Anybody that's listening to the sound of this voice, my voice, and joins before March the 1st, the program, you know, you guys cost is $5,000. If you sign up for this program and before March the 1st, I will drop or remove $1,000. That drops it down to four. If you pay in full, I drop another $1,000. That drops it down to three. So you can take advantage of this $5,000 program for $3,000. And you can pay that in monthly payments over the course of the 10 months, which breaks out to a little under $500 a month. Now, for more details, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me say that again. For more details on the how to remove your limiting beliefs, the Clarinomics Blueprint Program, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Now, today's message, again, has value. Because remember, you want to increase your rewards, you must increase your contributions. So let me give you a contribution. The contribution today is, how do you get out of your box? Your box is your pattern. Your pattern is, if you look at your Facebook page, go back to last year, I guarantee you, whatever you was posting last year, around the same time, you're posting this year around the same time, and the year before that, and the year before that. I guarantee you, if you look at your Facebook page over the last 5 years, look at, go back 5 years, I challenge you. I did my page. It's scary. The issues that you're dealing with today is the same issues that you were dealing with last year this time, and the same issues that you were dealing with the year before that this time. You are cyclical. You repeat the same pattern every year, and you will never, ever get out of that pattern because it is an unconscious pattern. It's not subconscious. It is unconscious. Now, as we've been talking about, again, during my program, which is why you need to join that program today, email me. Money is not an issue. I will tell you and teach you how to get the money before March the 1st. Trust me, that's what I did for the people that's in the program right now. A lot of people didn't have the money, but I told them how to generate the money because it's not a money problem, it's a consciousness problem. You don't have a money problem. You got a vision problem. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. So since you don't have a clear picture of where you're going, now remember, you cannot hold or create nothing physically until you can see it mentally. Let me say that again. You can never manifest nothing physically until you can create it spiritually or mentally. The blueprint must override your imprint. Let me say that again. You have a core imprint. It is subconscious. It is below the threshold of your consciousness. This is the part of the brain that nobody talks about. Everybody talks about the conscious brain and the subconscious brain. Nobody. Very few people talk about the unconscious brain. What's in the unconscious brain? In the unconscious brain is all your fears. It's all your violent behavior, all of the negative events. The unconscious brain takes every thought that you are ashamed of and it buries it. All your unacceptable sexual desires, all your irrational behavior, all of your immoral urges, all of your shameful experiences, everything that you hate about yourself is buried in your unconscious mind. It is unconscious. You don't even know that it's there. But your unconscious mind controls your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind controls your conscious mind. Therefore, if you don't deal with the unconscious mind, you can't get out of the box. The box that you are living in right now is the result of years and years and years of changing your DNA with your thoughts. Your voice is a holographic representation of your spirit. Using your voice is how you change or regenerate your body tissue. Using your voice is how you control your body temperature, your heart rhythm, your blood pressure. How your vocal imprint is how you remove toxins out of your body, how you remove pathogens out of your body, how you add nutrition and take nutrition out of your body with your voice. This is called bioacoustics. This, again, is called the biology of the temple, which I have a 400-page book, which everybody, again, that emails me before March the 1st will receive over 20 books, over 100 hours of audio program, over 25 videos that's included in this one-year program. And in this program, I teach you step by step what I'm teaching everybody else that's already a part of this program. This is called spiritual therapeutics. And what we do is we activate the unconscious brain, which again bubbles up and releases the subconscious brain to be controlled by the conscious brain. Now, your subconscious brain is a part of the brain that you are aware of, but your unconscious brain is a part of the brain that you're not aware of. So inside of my book, that everybody who do not have this book, if you email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, I will send you a copy of my book, Phenomics Temple Builders DNA Blueprint, How to Remove Your Limiting Beliefs. In this book, I explain the program and I explain how to remove your limiting beliefs. Now, the only way that you can get out of the box is if you remove the box. If you go in and you clean the box. Now, you step out of one box and you get into another box. But let me be crystal clear. The box that you're trying to address is unconscious. So how do you address something that you do not know exists? Let me let you ponder that question for a moment. So how do I change my heart rate and my heart rhythm, my biorhythms? I'm not even aware that I have a biorhythm. Are you aware right now? Are you consciously controlling your heartbeat? No, you're not. Your heart been beating since you woke up this morning. You ain't gave it one thought. Not one thought. How do you control your breathing? You can't. You can, but you can't. You did not give it one thought today. Not one thought. You've been breathing all day, and not one thought. You did not say, I want to slow my breathing down, and you did not focus on your breathing. Not once, because that is part of, it's not part of your CNS. It's not part of your central nervous system. It's part of your ANS. It's part of your automatic nervous system. And so your automatic nervous system has an automatic failure paradigm or mechanism in it. It's automatic. So you automatically fail. You don't even know why. It's automatic. You will, man, I've been doing this for a long time, brothers and sisters. You are going to automatically fail. It's called your failure mechanism. Now, you have a success mechanism as well, but your success mechanism has been overwritten by your failure mechanism. So what I teach in the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program is how to remove your unconscious automatic failure mechanism. Without addressing the unconscious automatic nervous system that controls all of the automatic functions of your body, like breathing, like your heartbeat, like your digestion, that is on the delta wave state. The subconscious brain is on the alpha or theta brain wave state. The conscious brain is on the beta brain wave state. You must oscillate and vibrate on the gamma brain wave state to create a holistic program that's called, I did 7 hours. I talked for 7 hours for everybody that's a part of my program already, and they are having major breakthroughs because I explain selective clarinomic integration. That is simply saying your soul and your mind is made up of different parts. However, you are only expressing yourself through one part. Your willpower resides inside the conscious mind, and it is easily overwritten when your emotions are high. That is why you lose control when you become emotional and your reason and logic goes out of the window and you say shiznits to people that you don't mean. You curse people out. You call them out of your name whenever your emotions are high, because the emotions are activated by the unconscious brain. So if I walk up to you and I say your trigger, whatever it is, everybody got a different trigger. Maybe your trigger is the N-word. And you was raised like me back in the 60s where the N-word wasn't cool. And somebody walks up to you and says, hey, yo, what's up, my N-word? Now, my son and his homies, they hang out. And they are all different races, so they Spanish, white, black, blue, green. They get together, and they all call each other Negroes, except the other word. Now, I got a problem with that. Now, my son is from a different culture. He ain't got a problem with it, obviously. Nobody can walk up to me and call me that. Why? That's a unconscious. I don't think about it. All I know when they say it, my palms get sweaty. I get tunnel vision. I go kill mode, kill, 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 kill. Especially if they're Caucasian. They don't got the right to say that to me. Why, though? Why? That is my limiting belief. That's a pattern in my brain. That's something that makes me go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So I go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs if you walk up to me, especially if you got a little hostility in your voice and you're a little bigger than me, then I really go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Because I like walking through big dudes. Because they think little dudes are just, you know, so I got the Napoleon complex. But why, though? How do I get out of that box? How do I get out of the N-word box? Thankfully, I'm already out. That was just an example from back in my 20s when I was young, dumb, and stupid. Now, the gift of removing your limiting beliefs is very rare. Most people can't do this. Now, everybody that's a part of the group already, you guys already know this because I've already been explaining this. It's called Dunamis Power. Now, I gave 120 verses, 120 times. It is mentioned inside of the King James Bible, this Greek word dunamis. It gives us the English word dynamite or dynamo or dynamic. And according to these 120 verses, the only what gave Jesus his power was this. And you got this. But unfortunately, you don't know you got this. So the only way that you can hear yourself is with your own voice. So if you're listening to me, it's not going to do nothing for you as much as if you listen to yourself. This is what I termed 20 years ago. I didn't know what I was doing. It just sounded good. My spirit told me to do it, just like eating watermelons. I didn't know what I was doing. I've been eating watermelons since I was a kid. I had no idea up until about 6 months ago of the huge benefits. Now, I've been doing watermelon detox and fasting all my life, and I never knew. Now, I've been doing the rotation diet all my life, and I never knew. I've been doing what some people call meditation, what I call prayer, but I pray differently. I don't pray with my mouth. I pray with my brain. So I talk to God metaphysically, meaning mental telepathy, because God don't got a voice box. So I don't pray like other people, but I never knew. So everything I've been doing automatically, come to find out, now it's in all of the movies. Now, I've been saying that you could program matter. For 20 years I've been teaching this. For 20 years I've been saying that God, that we are blood cells inside the body of Christ. 20 years I've been saying that you are a microcosm of the macrocosm. 20 years. 20 years I've been saying that you are the God of your blood, of your body. 20 years I've been saying how many blood cells do you have in your body? How many organs? Those are musical instruments. Those are frequency. Those are slowed down frequency, and it congeals into a heart, into a liver, into a lung. But they are individuals. They got their own consciousness. They think, they feel. 20 years I've been saying that. Now science is finally catching up to what I've been saying. 20 years I've been saying that all of the power of heaven is encapsulated inside of a dirt suit. The Bible says it this way. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. But that has been removed. So they changed the word in the original text. It's krestos. That means an implementation of God. A weapon. That's what you are. But krestos means drugged by Yah. That means that you are under a spell called the gospel. 20 years I've been saying it. Finally, science is finally catching up and saying that your brain releases a chemical inside of the body called colostrum that flows through the land of milk and honey in the Bible, in the body. It's produced by the pituitary gland and the pineal gland. When they activate it together, it produces a milky, oily substance, scientifically proven, inside of the body. And this heals the body. It christens you. It makes you into a Christ. So when Jesus says, I am the firstborn of many brethren, when Jesus said the things I shall do, you shall do. When Jesus said, if any man on this earth walking around and that he do not believe that Jesus Christ came in the body, he is an antichrist. Jesus said that in the book of John. So that word, I looked it up in the Greek, it means interior. So anybody who does not believe that Jesus Christ came inside of the body is a devil. According to the Bible. Now, I'm not calling you the devil. The Bible says you the Antichrist. Anti means that you are against being christened. Now, I've already done all of this to myself by the grace and mercy of God, because after January the 1st of 2009, I asked for death or solutions. So since death wasn't an option, solutions. So now I saw problems. So I focus on solutions, not problems. So now every day I wake up and I choose to be the solution to the problem that I have. I don't choose to be the problem. I don't care about the problem. I don't talk about the problem. I don't acknowledge about the problem. I don't give a beep what your problem is. To me, it's a non-issue. Why? That is the effect. Did you watch The Matrix when they go see the Merovingian and they are looking for the key maker and the Merovingian tell them, you're a good order follower. You came here, but you don't know why. You went to the Oracle. The Oracle told you to come see me, and you follow good orders. You're a good order follower. That's you, brother. Well, let me rephrase that. That's me. I used to follow orders. I don't follow orders now. I don't go down the trail that everybody else go down. I go down, I make my own choice and freaking leave a path. So if everybody else is going right, I'm going left. So I don't focus on the problem. You come into the world, Brother Will, I got this problem. I don't care about your problem. I understand that I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm trying to solve the solution. I'm trying to solve the problem with the solution. So you focus on the problem, you get more problems. So you got to focus on the solution. In fact, you got to maintain the mental disposition of the solution. Now, you should be saying, well, Brother Will, I don't freaking know the solution, homie. That's why I'm listening to tonight's show or today's show. Great. Let me ask you a question. Do you got a reason? Oh, man, you ain't got one of those. See, the reason for you wanting the solution is the thing that draws the plan or the solution. The reason establishes the solution. No reason, no solution. So you want to make more money. Why? I want to buy a convertible, whatever. That's not good enough. As I've already explained for everybody that's part of the Clarinomics show, that's why you need to be a part of this organization or this program. Again, anybody that joins before March the 1st, program normally costs $3,000. You can get it for $5,000. You can get it for $3,000. All you got to do is, again, join before March the 1st, pay in full, knock off $2,000. Again, if you can't pay in full, we've got monthly payment options available. What does the program do? The program identifies your limiting beliefs. Now, for everybody that's in the program, you already know because we already identified them. How do we identify them? I ask you to say the 7 why questions. Everybody in the group, I already remember because you guys already did it. You emailed it to me. So why am I not more wealthy now? Answer that question. After you answer that question, now, let's be honest. I want to be more wealthier. So if I ask myself, Brother Will, are you not a millionaire right now? You know what my answer is going to be? Let me tell you my answer. Now, I had to ask myself this 7 times. So I asked myself, why am I not a millionaire right now? Oh, man, white man fault. White man holding me down. I'm still waiting for my 40 acres and a mule. Okay, why are you waiting on the white man to give you your 40 acres and a mule? Well, you know, hey, I'm a part of institutionalized racism, and you don't understand because you're not a black man living in America. See, I got a lot of excuses. How much time y'all got? We're going to be talking until Jesus come back. Long story short, so I asked myself that question 7 times, and when I got to the base, that's my core imprint. Guess what I found down there? Guess what I found? This is my box. I wanted to be liked more than I wanted to be successful. Let me make sure you understand, Brother Cecil. When I was a kid growing up, I wasn't liked. See, I wasn't the cool guy. I wasn't like my brother Glenn. You know, I wasn't he was an all-American athlete, you know, 30 scholarships. Me, my black ass barely graduated. See, I was a functional illiterate. See, my brother Glenn, he was in the paper, you know, every week. He graduated a class of 600 people. Me, I think I graduated 599 of 600. See, I was a functional illiterate, but I was a bad kid. When my mother died, they gathered all my siblings around, and they, who gonna take Willie? Everybody in the family had somebody who stepped up and said, I'll take him. Nobody stepped up. I was in the hallway listening. I still remember like it was yesterday. My mother died. I was already traumatic. I didn't know what the hell that meant. See, I was a freaking nobody. Nobody was interested in me. So all my life, I've been doing shizness to get attention. That's why I used to go jogging in the middle of the day for 3 hours with my shirt off and my freaking little Daisy Dukes on. Why? Look at me, damn it. Look at me. That's why I go to the gym, lift. I don't give a rip what nobody's lifting. I'm going to double it. I'm going to make sure I'm lifting way more. Man, you're lifting 3, I'm going to lift 5. Why? Look at me. Because I was ignored as a kid. I'd be damned if I'm going to be ignored. That's why I always drove convertible cars. That's why I dress flashy. That's why I do what I do, brother. Why? Because I got a core imprint that says, you ain't worth shiznit. Nobody loved you when you was a kid. They just tolerated your black behind. So I go on Facebook and I post stuff. Why? I want to be liked. And so I had an Eagles Club. Now, everybody in my original Eagles Club, y'all know, what do? We met, and we all sing Kumbaya together. We all liked each other. We all told stories. We all blew smoke up each other's butt, but nobody was making no freaking money. That's why I couldn't charge. People ask me, dog, why are you charging $5,000? I'm going, next year I'm going to be charging $10,000 for the same program. Why? Because I'm not marketing to people who need my program any longer. I'm marketing to people who want my program, who people who see the value of my program, the people who see that I found my voice. And until you find your voice, until you understand voice alchemy, you ain't getting out of the box. Because it's your voice, because the word God means vocare in the original text. It means voic, V-O-X, which means voice. In the beginning was the word. What is a word? A word is a spoken thought. What is a spoken thought? It's a freaking voice. So I speak with authority now. Where did I get it from? The same place Jesus got his from. Jesus left when he was 17. He came back when he was 30. Where the hell did he go? He went to Egypt. He went to India. He went somewhere and got him some knowledge, and then he came back. And when he walked, they said, hold up, time out. Isn't that the carpenter's son? And everybody looked around and said, yep, that's him. And then they said, why is he speaking like he is an authority figure? They're like, we don't know. But he's commanding demons and devils and stuff. He's a bad dude. That word, authority and power, means dunamis. So until you got dunamis in your voice, that's the gamma ray. So when you speak, it changes the molecular structure of other people and your own body. Now, I don't know if you understood what I just said. I got the biology that proves it. 400-page book that everybody that's a part of my program already know. Now, let me make sure you understand the power of what I'm saying. Because you have to be able to understand this. You can't get outside of the box because you don't even know you're in one. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at myself because I'm knocking on 60. Let me make sure y'all hear the knock. That's 60 right there. So 60 years, I've been going around in circles chasing my own tail. Nobody could help me. Everybody could say, Brother Will, you got a problem, dog. You got behavior issues. I mean, you bipolar. You freaking got arrested. How many Brother Willies is there in there? There's about 15 of y'all. Y'all seen the movie Split? That was me. I said, I got a whole bunch of me's up in here. I got a me for every occasion. I can turn them on and turn them off. But nobody could tell me what to do about it. Nobody could tell me how to control it. Nobody could help me, brothers and sisters. That's all says is, you know, hang on, brother. Your blessing's coming. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, I got tired of hanging on. So I went straight to the big G. I asked the big G. And the big G gave me a formula that I've been sharing with the members of my Clarinomics Club. And I need everybody listening to me to email me before March the 1st and take advantage of this program because I got 20 books. I got over 100 hours, and you behind schedule. You got a lot of catching up to do. So you have to regene yourself. Do you know that the neurons in your brain will regrow when certain frequencies are heard inside your eardrum? Do you know, this is scientifically proven, and I got the science behind it. Do you know that the toxins inside of the body, that the stress, that the cortisone that is released right now because you stress the hell out. The reason that you stress is because of you haven't introduced the proper frequency into the voice. Now, I told you guys about the program that I have on my computer that I don't really need anymore that analyzes people's voice, and it tells me exactly what disease that they have just by analyzing their voice, just by analyzing your voice. So your vocare, your voice is the key, but you got to find your authentic voice, and you got to be unapologetically you. Now, why am I not a millionaire right now? Because I got a million likes on Facebook, but none of them fools on Facebook got no money. So I got to exchange my Facebook likes for dollars. So until I get out of that box of saying, I want to be loved. Please give me attention. Please notice me. Please text me and say, Brother Will, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I don't care. I prefer that you hate me and pay me. instead of liking me and don't pay me. So now I don't give a beep. That's why I'm talking like this. That's why I'm saying things that's very offensive. That's why I've lost all of my original friends. Everybody that was a part of my original Eagles Club, they gone. None of them suckers are around. Why? I'm not coddling anymore. They say, Brother Will, you're kind of harsh now. Yeah, I don't need no friends. Because I'm my friend. See, before, I needed you to be my friend because I didn't have no self-image. I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, oh, yeah, too short. I'm bald. Kind of soft around the middle. You know, I got, like my daughter said, Dad, you got that old man body now. You lost your butt. Yeah, I'm knocking on 60. But then, you know, I looked at myself and I said, hey, hold on, time out. I got 50 books. I got over 1,500 1,500 1-hour audio shows. I got 500 YouTube videos. Hell, I made over 60 grand last year sitting on my butt doing what I love. The last job I had, they paid me 30. So I made double what I did, and people tell me you can't make money, Brother Will, doing what you do. But I made 60 last year. I'm getting ready to make 120 this year. Next year, I'll be at 5. So I'm doubling, and I have been doubling my income ever since I started. But according to all of them, you know, naysayers out there, Brother Will, that program doesn't work. That bird don't fly. See, now I'm an energy master. See, before, situations happened to me, and it controlled me. Now, situations happen to me, and it doesn't affect me. How do you get out of the box, brother? How do you get out of the box, sister? How do you get out of that negative habit pattern? How do you replace it with a life-sustaining pattern? That is the gift that I have of removing. I'm a transformative coach. I'm a performance-enhancing coach. That means that the less that you hide you, the more that you empower you. Let me say that again. The less that you see, right now you're fake. Right now, you're a chameleon. Right now, you're doing what I used to do. Right now, you hang around white people. You talk white. You act like you act white. You dress white. You go to the hood. You act black. Yo, what's up, homie? What's up, my dog? You know, you high-fiving your boys. You giving them a gang sign. You know what? You acting like you black. Then you go around Chicano. Hey, que paso usted? What's up, homie? And then you got Chicano. You know, you go around to Puerto Ricans. You're Puerto Rican. So right now, you're a chameleon. You don't have your authentic voice. And the devil knows that. You know you fake. I know you fake. Hell, I've been fake. I still got a measure of fakeness to it that I'm getting rid of. So until my authentic self, which I have a 400-page book, 10-hour audio series that explains to you how to find your authentic self. You can't get out of the box because the box is you. So you want to die. Now, if you don't believe me, now, I don't want nobody to do this because one of my clients did, and, he literally had to go to the hospital. Do you know that actually your body will shut down, that you would actually go mentally insane, or your body, you could actually suffer from arrested development disorder, meaning your heart would just, like, stop? That's why in the Matrix they say, hold up, you can't unplug them too soon because your ego is you. So your ego has replaced your authentic you. So my desire to be liked prevents me from being successful. My ego's desire to be validated prevents me from being authentic. My ego is running the show here. That's called a disposition, a.k.a. demon. Now, I got a lot of disposition. Like I said, depending on who I go, if I'm going wrong, I could talk to the president. I could be the most articulate, educated. Then I can go talk to a homeless man, and it's like me and him homies, like I've been homeless for 30 years. You could never tell. Why? I'm a good actor. I put on the ski mask to fit the role. And as long as I do that, I will never attract people who are real because I'm not real. And only people who resonate with my message is the people that I want to hang out with, because everybody else is energy vampires. See, my message is not for everybody. See, I try to be everything to everybody. That's the fastest way to failure. So the only way to get out of your box, the only way to get out of your pattern is for you to be authentic. It's for you to find your unapologetic self, and don't apologize. I mean, be, now this is going to ruffle you good cretins. No, apologize in advance. But really, I'm not apologizing. Actually, I don't give a flying beep, because I'm not apologetic anymore. I'm not apologizing for my gift. I'm not apologizing for how God created me anymore. I'm not ashamed to be me. I don't care who like me and don't like me. I'm me. There ain't no other me on the planet. I'm the only one. I am Master Teacher 33. I am a didactic teacher. I am a creative creator. Nobody on earth can do what me. They may be just as good, but they ain't better than me. So now I don't look up to people. I don't look down to people. I look them in the freaking eye. Eye to eye, brothers and sisters, back to back. One, standing alone is easily defeated. Two, standing back to back can conquer. But three, a three-stranded, that means my mind, my neocortex, my paleocortex, my reptilian cortex, all three of them suckers is on the same page. That means that my conscious brain, my subconscious brain, and my unconscious brain, all three of them are focused on the same thing. Clarity, crystal clear clarity. That's the only way to transcend the box. And unfortunately, I haven't seen a program yet that is teaching it. Now, there's a lot of great programs out there. I'm not saying that because of the fact that I want you to draw my program, even though I do. But I don't want everybody to draw my program because, again, I can't babysit people. Only the people who understand voice alchemy and the miracle of transformation, that it says in Romans, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Only people who understand, and it takes different people, different time to understand it. Only people who understand that the if I really wanted it, I would already have it. So let me make sure you understand the power of that statement. Things you look at change. Let me say that again. You are trying to find wealth. You are wealth. You are trying to find or be or get health. You are health. You are trying to find or get wisdom. You are wisdom. You are trying to find a great relationship. You are the perfect mate. All you got to do is change your perspective. All you got to do is change the way you look at things. How do you do that, Brother Will? How do you change the way you see the world? That is called consciousness. That's the lens that is over the eyes. It's like the shades. You got to take the shades off. Your shades are your filter, and your filter is your belief. These beliefs, your belief system, is what I call your bullshit system. You got to get rid of that. See, well, Brother Will, you don't understand, brother. Yeah, I understand, because see, your belief system is you. So if you got rid of the belief system, what's left? The Bible says it this way. No man can put his hand to the plow and look back. He's not fit to enter the kingdom. The Bible says if you want to lose, if you want to find your life, lose it. Any man that loses his life will find it. His life, your life. What your life consists of? Your beliefs. Any person who gets rid of his beliefs, that's what I did on January 1st of 2009, got rid of my beliefs. So my belief is the modality by which I am sabotaging myself. Now, I said in my little brain, ain't nobody going to step on me anymore. Nobody's going to ignore me any longer. I'm going to be seen and I'm going to be heard. So something clicked in my spirit when I was a little kid. You guys know the story? Irish get picked on all the time. And this guy, he was 18, I was 13. He took my bike, beat me up. I called my brother Glenn. Glenn said, bro, I ain't there with you, man. I can't. I want to help you, but I can't. You got to stand up for yourself and fight. From that day to this day, I've never lost a fight. That was the day I unconsciously called up some demons. Now, this is how you get demonically possessed, for the people who don't know. If you don't believe me, go talk to some Luciferians. They'll tell you. Anytime you make an emphatic statement packed with emotion, you get the disposition to assist you. Now, remember, the bishops won't tell you this because them suckers don't even know. Now, you've got dispositions already. This is how you got them. If you go back into your childhood, if you go back into your remember, and if you remember, maybe your husband used to beat you, slap you around, and you said, maybe not verbally, but in your brain, maybe you got cheated on, and you made up in your mind, you know what, this is the last time any man is going to cheat on me. Women, you remember that day when you made that statement? When you made that statement with that emotion, that jinn or that genie pulled alongside of you and say, I got you. We're going to make sure that this never happens to you again. We're going to give you the right disposition. And I'm going to teach you how to carry yourself so that way that doesn't happen. Then all of a sudden you got a plan because you had a reason. See, the plan never shows up until the reason shows up. No reason, no plan. The only reason you ain't wealthy right now is you ain't got a reason. But the moment you get a real reason, you get a real plan. But as long as you got a counterfeit reason, you got a counterfeit plan. And that counterfeit plan is not the authentic voice. That's not you. So voice healing, alchemy, energy, or entity masters is the under over and understanding that you got a plan. But it makes you, again, and it sets you on a particular path. Now, there are four options that you have today. You are on one of these options as we speak. Right now, you are a psychopath. Or that means you're using psychology to get through life. Or you're on a social path. You're socialistic. That means that you're using socialism to get through life. Or you read my books, you got your Dickinson report, and you're on your life path. Use your life path. Or you're going to do like me. And you're going to get on the mental path. And you're going to become a mentalist. You're going to transcend the three patterns and replace it with God's pattern. And you're going to vibrate on the frequency of God. And you're going to go quantum. Are you going to go super consciousness? Are you going to go off the grid? You're going to become, again, a quantum computer. See, quantum computers, they access other dimensions to get their information. So the God that I serve is not on this dimension. The frequency is not here. They take it off. Back in the freaking, man, I forgot what year it was, but the frequency of love is not even, it's not, musical instruments cannot be tuned to that frequency any longer. They took the frequency of love off the planet. That's what Jesus said. Light came in the darkness. Darkness perceived it not. So you're in a box. And the only way to remove that box is to find your voice. And the only way to find your voice is to tap into the unconscious mind. And the only way to tap into the unconscious mind is to find your voice. You see the dilemma? You can't find your voice because it's hidden in your unconscious mind. You can't tap into your unconscious mind until you find the voice. So you got to catch 22. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? That's why all of the programs out there don't work. The programs don't work because they tell you you need your voice to find your voice to get your voice. So you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, what makes you God's authority on the planet on this? Well, see, I have something called real life experience. See, a lot of people got book knowledge. A lot of people can quote scriptures. But a lot of people, they haven't found no devils yet. They ain't went up against no real demons. They still fighting imps and mojos and jinns and genies. See, when you go up against a ruling disposition, it's called a viceroy. See, a viceroy is a ruling disposition that according to the Helios Biblius, they don't come out very easily. See, some things only come out through fasting and prayer. Now, you guys remember, like in the movie Split. So when I was a kid, I was forced to do two things. I was beaten with a metal pipe, and I was forced to do two things as a kid, fasting and prayer. Now, I didn't know at the time. I've been on this show for 20 years, blasting Sister X, blasting my mama, blasting everybody, blasting my past. All the time, I should have been thanking Sister X. I should kiss her ring finger. I should go to her gravesite right now for some freaking clout, some flowers on her grave. Because what she did, I had no clue that my past is where that controls my cash. My cash is in my past. So the thing that you hate the most, that is your gift. Whatever abuse that you've experienced, maybe you was molested as a child. You ain't told nobody. You're ashamed of it. Your mess is your message. That is your authentic voice. Until you can speak with that and speak about that with boldness and with authority and make it your power, you can't get out of no freaking box. Because the devil got you boxed in because he knows you're ashamed of your past. Why y'all think I get on this show and talk about my past all the time? Every time I do, I let the devil know. You ain't got no power over me. You actually know my wife so many times I lost count. Who gives a beep? I have so many jobs, I don't give a beep. So people go on my Facebook page and they tell me, hey, Brother Will, you're an adulterer. Damn straight. I'm proud of it. I put me a capital A on my chest. Walk around like freaking Tessa Quinn. Why? Because do morality. I do causality. You live in a world of morality. I don't. I live in a world of causality. I deal with the cause of your lack of morality. So you ain't got no morality. So what? Nobody does. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. So you bring the Pope and sit him down here. I look him in the eye and tell him the same thing I'm telling you. I don't respect you, man, because you put your drawers on just like me. If I punch you in the face, you bleed. Just because you got a title, what does it mean? Nothing. So I don't respect titles. Why? The demons and the devils, they don't respect titles. They only respect power, and power gets results. They respect fruit. So how do you get fruit? You need two things. You need faith and facts. Faith and facts gives fruit. You ain't got no faith. Now, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ah. So you mean to tell me I cannot hold nothing physically until I maintain it mentally? Damn, Skippy. So let me ask you the question again. What's in your brain? Nothing. What's in your hand? Nothing. That's the problem. The problem is you don't got a clear mental image in your brain. Can you close your eyes right now and see your future? I can. I can close my eyes and I can see wealth. I can close my eyes. I can see up. I know what I'm going to look like when I'm 80. I've told you guys about Albert Beckles. I told you guys about the guy sitting at the gym. 80 years old. Dude got a six-pack. Ripped. I told you guys about that 75-year-old veggie bodybuilder. I forgot his name. I told you guys, I got their images in my brain right now. It's in my brain. The brain only responds to pixels. That's what the Bible says. You shall make no graven image before me. That word image means pixels. The word pixels means pick or picture. So, again, let me ask the question. What picture do you got in your brain? No picture, no results. Is your picture fuzzy? Fuzzy results. See, my pictures are crystal clear. Crystal. That's why my imagination precedes my creation. The word imagination is the word image. It's the image nation. So I got a nation that I can image. That imagination precedes my creation. Imagination establishes creation. See, most of you are either in the industrial age. Some of you good folks out here that's listening to the sound of my voice, y'all are still in the information age. And then there's a bunch of you good Cretans that y'all are in the technological age, and you are marveling at the new cell phone. You are taken aback by all this technology and the technocrats. So you're in one of those three ages. You're in the industrial age. You're still doing horse and buggy stuff. Maybe you're in the information age. But you go and you Google stuff, and you just ooh, man, information. Did I mean I used to be an informologist. I used to be an infopreneur. loved information. Still do. Technology, yeah, me and technology, yeah, it really didn't get off that well. Now, I'm in the imagination age. Now, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I got a bunch of imaginary friends. See, I used to watch people. Now, you guys know I worked in the psych ward when I worked in prison up in Santa Fe. And when I worked in the psych ward, I said, these fools are crazy as hell. And then I started listening to them. And you know what? they make a lot of sense. Somebody just posted in the chat room that the word imagination is the nation of the magi. Hmm. That's good. Because you know the word magi comes from the word magic, that comes from the word magnetic. Now, you know, the magi, the three wise men that was in the Bible, no, they wasn't wise men. They was the magi. So the word imagination means the nation of the magi. Ooh, that'll preach right there. Thank you, sis. Who's that, Erica? Thank you, Sister Erica. I appreciate that, girl. You always be on it. So let me make sure you understand the age that you're in. And if you don't live in this age, you're going to be in deep kimchi. Because right now, you are controlled by the age that you're in. Now, if you live in the industrial age, let me use that like the Quakers, you know, you don't do electronics and you still horse and buggy. That's awesome. That's great. However, that's a box. Got to get out of that box, get into the next one. The next box you should be getting into is the information age. With the access of the internet and mobile phones and all this other stuff that we're now, anybody can access any information. That means right now, everything that I know, you can know. There is no reason on earth. My program right now that I'm charging $5,000 for, you can find everything that I'm teaching online for free. Unfortunately, your limiting beliefs will not allow you to do that. Now, I don't know if you understand how the subconscious and the unconscious brain works. Let me explain it. If you got a poverty mentality, I can put a $100 bill on the ground and your brain will blind your eyes so you don't see it. Scientifically proven. So, if you go to a place where people are poor, they can't see your wealth. They are going to see, and they're going to make up excuses as to why their what you are projecting to them as wealth is not wealth. They're going to say, oh, look at that. No, yeah, you know what? All them twos, all them people that got money, man, they just ruthless, man. They lie and steal, they cheat. They have to justify why they can't accept you as being a wealthy person. Because their brains cannot compute. Because it shows them the fact that they are a failure. So your success highlights my failure. So I have to minimize your success so that way I can maximize my failure. So if you are healthy and I'm not, and I see you eating salad, I'm going to say, look at that person over there. They're vegan. And then I'm going to come up with all the negative stuff. Oh, you know what? You know, if you're vegan, you know, you're going to have that fuzzy, you know, you're going to be walking around in the days, and, you know, you're going to have that, you know, that artificial high. And as a vegan, I'm going to come up with all kind of excuses as to why I'm a vegan to justify the fact that I'm eating meat. Because my brain will not allow me to accept the fact that you are happy being a vegan. So I got to make you bad to justify myself. Now, this is scientifically proven. I have to justify. I got to bring you down because I can't come up because of my box. Since I'm in a box of information, now I can only receive the information that matches my current belief system. Now, the brain only lets stuff in as a filter. The brain filters out new knowledge, new mass, pneumatikos, pneumatics. The brain filters it out. And make sure you understand. So I can present biological proof, which I am going to do, and which I am doing, that you are already wealthy, healthy, and wise. And your brain is going to filter out the evidence. Because the information that I am presenting is counterintuitive or contrary to the information that you already have. And so if you don't remove your limiting belief, it is going to keep you inside the current box. And your box right now is you're in the industrial box, you're in the information box, you're in the technology box. But you need to be in the Magi box. You need to be in the imagination box. You need to be a part, again, of the Magi nation. You need to be a part of the nation of the magicians. Now, there's a book called Christian Magicians. I would not advise you to read it. I read it. All messed up my theology. All Christians were magicians back in the day. Now, yeah, yesterday's miracles is today's science. Meaning, anything that's a miracle just has not been scientifically proven yet. Now, I'm not trying to downplay miracles. I need you to understand the power of what I'm trying to say. I have a program that identifies your limiting box and your belief, and it helps you to get out of your box. So I transcended my box 2 months ago. I was in a box. I had 100 people paying me $20. I was working hard and wanted to make no money. And I was angry and I was pissed off because those 100 people, they didn't like me. Because why? I kept lowering my prices. I kept lowering my prices. And I kept lowering my prices because those 100 people say, well, it's so cheap, I might as well go and buy it. So now I raised my prices to $5,000. And I got six people. And guess what? Those six people want my program. They don't need it. I love them. They love me. Because those six people and me, guess what we're doing? We are being authentic. We are finding our authentic voice. We are falling in love with ourselves. We are attracting people who really like us. Now, we are not doing this because we want to be liked. We're doing this because we want to be the best at what God has designed us to be. They are in this program because they want to be successful. They don't want to be liked. They're not trying to hide their flaws. They're actually promoting their flaws. They're falling in love with their mess because they know that their mess is their message. Now, I'm looking for five more people who want to join the five that I already got. You need to email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Don't think, because if you think, that is going to limit you. Your thought is your box. Right now, when I say that program, and I say $5,000, what came to your mind? Damn, that's a lot of money. Did that come? That's your limiting belief. Now, the five people who are in the program already, you know what they said? Where do I send the money? I had one person, didn't have the money. I told her exactly what to do. She got the money. Because one of the programs is how to create $5,000 in 30 days. Now, anybody that's serious about the program and you want to create $5,000 in 30 days, email me. I'll send you that message for free. Email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Remember, even though I just told you how to get out of the box, you can't get out of the box. The reason that you can't get out of the box is you cannot change the box with the same mindset that created the box. Let me say that again. You cannot get out of the box with the same disposition that put you in the box. So you need somebody that is already outside of your box so that way you can be a frequency match. According to science, vibrational matching means somebody with a higher vibration pulls up the person with a lower vibration. The way that I got out of the box is I hooked up with somebody who was already outside of the box and they elevated me. The way that I got out of my financial box, I got with a millionaire. And this millionaire told me, hey, stop. Doing this great, brother, but you're hanging out with people who need your stuff. You need to hang out with people who want your stuff. That one vibration elevated me. When I was well, same thing. I worked at a gym called Full Life Health and Fitness in San Antonio, Texas, became the general manager, started off at the front desk. There was a gentleman in there who was a doctor, and he drove a convertible, real skinny guy. This dude was a picture of health. And talking to him every day, he said, never do steroids, never take supplements, never drink mineral water. All of that stuff is hype. It goes in your mouth, and it comes out your butt. Don't do that. You got to get it from the ground, from the source. Put it in your mouth immediately before the sun deteriorates the nutrition. Don't heat it up. Don't cool it down. Take it from the ground. Put it in your mouth. Drink clean water. And what he told me elevated me. You have to find somebody that has already done what you're trying to do and that has already been where you're trying to go. That is the only way to get outside of your box. So listening to me is great because I'm helping you identify that you're in the box. Unfortunately, you can't get out. The only way to get out is that you join me or somebody that's in a box that's bigger than yours. Find out what they did to get out of their box and let their frequency assist you with elevating your frequency. Peasants can't help peasants. You got to find a priest to elevate you to that status. My brothers and my sisters, again, the program is $5,000. That's chump change. $1,000 off to anybody that pays cash. Another $1,000 off to anybody who joins before March the 1st. I already got six people we rocking and rolling, and we will continue to rock and roll. I'm just going to send you the recorded messages. We're going to do one-on-ones. I'll break everything down for you so you can understand. I am going to give way more in use value than you receive in monetary value. I'm going to give you $10,000 worth of stuff, and I'm going to charge you $5,000. Because I know how to increase your contribution. So I'm going to increase my contributions to you, and then I'm going to help you increase your contributions to the world. And your rewards in life equals your contributions to life. If you are making a small contribution, you are going to get a small reward. Increase your contributions. But to do that, you got to find out what is limiting your contributions. And that is your negative, and I'm going to help you do that. Email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers, my sisters, I am the one and only Master Teacher 33, Dr. Will Rogers. I thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the third part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn want something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acne, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.